Hello. Hola.
Don't look into my eyes when you do that. It's weird.
Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference.
Hey, everybody. Melina Boswell here, co-founder of New Wealth Advisors Club. And today is, I feel a little giddy for lots of different reasons, but I have in the house some new guests that have never recorded a podcast with us before. So, but I have my cohort here and my co-host and my partner and friend, Mr. Oscar Solaris.
Hey there.
And so first time in the studio today, we have Mr. Eric Cardenas.
Hello, hello.
All right. And his way better half, Becky Cardenas.
Good morning.
Yes. And then on the other side of the table, we have Mr. Manuel Salazar, also known as Manny, also known as Larry.
Hello there.
And his much, much better half and gorgeous wife, Tina.
Hello.
All right. So today, we thought it would be good to have a conversation for our listeners to be introduced to these two lovely couples. And so I want to start with just getting a little bit of, you know, basic background information. So we'll start, let's see, age before beauty.
Why do you all look at me?
I didn't.
I was waiting to see who was going to say. I guess that means us. But so anyway, I don't know. Nobody knows. I think you guys might all be like very close in age. So I'll start with Eric and Becky. Why don't you guys just tell us a little bit about you? Like, how long have you been married? How long you've been married? Look, you should see Becky's face right now.
I think she's asking you to answer that.
Yeah, she's
Eric.
Like, ooh, I wonder if he knows.
21.
21.
Going on 22 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're
well done, Eric. Well done.
Very good.
Yeah, in it for the long haul.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. and you guys got married young, because I bet when people meet you and they realize like you've been married for that long, they're probably pretty surprised, yeah?
Oh yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, it's even funnier when you go to BevMo and they go, "How old is that person there?" And it's our son. And oh, he's 19. And they're like, "Oh, he needs to step outside unless his parents are with him." And we're like, "We're right here." And like, "You have a 19-year-old son?" Yeah, and we have a 20-year-old son too.
So. Isn't that funny? Yeah. It's so funny. So I bet everybody backs in and does the math. Right. Oh, did you get married because you were knocked up? Right? That's what everybody wants to know.
Every time.
I'll just say it.
Well, I think the ring was there before. I think. Might have been the same time. I don't know.
Barely.
Way to seal the deal.
It's so great. It's just so great. So, I really appreciate, I think your story is amazing. And it's actually very similar to Manny and Tina when we get over there, which, so let's talk about that. How long for you guys? How long have you been married?
This August, it will be 20 years this August.
Oh, look at, he showed you up. He was way more confident and precise, I feel like. anyway, so 20 years, and you guys, so back to Cardenas's, you guys have two children, two boys.
Yes.
And right. They are how old?
19 and almost 21.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yep.
98.
Yeah. Okay. And Manny and Tina?
We got three kids.
Yes. 18, 15, and 13.
It's so hard to believe that you guys have... Well, it's hard to believe that Tina has an 18-year-old. Let us just say. She looks like she's like 22. So does it same with you? People just like trip out that you've been married for as long as you are and that you have kids that old.
Oh, yes. They always question, how old am I?
You know, I remember they shared a story once where Tina was taking one of the kids to high school registration. Uh-huh. And they thought she was one of the students.
Oh, yeah. We were paying for my son's class ring. The 18-year-old, he graduates this year, so we were paying for, and the guy thought I was paying for Tina.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't let her sign the paperwork. He was asking for her dad.
Yeah, I didn't get it for a minute. I was all, what?
What are you talking about?
I'm his mom.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's so great. So, and I think it's really cool to kind of talk about, you know, how, you know, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your backgrounds, and we'll go through that, I think, as we talk today. But when I'm sitting here with you, I realize you guys have so much in common. And is this the thing, like, you know, that's kind of, it's interesting because you guys met at the club, right? Yep. And how long ago, and you're both, you know, married couples working this business together, which, you know, if you've listened to me at all, you know, I'm a big fan of. I think that married couples are the most powerful team that there is in business and specifically inside of real estate investing. And for me, that relationship and our culture is one that I want to really harness and help people to grow that. You know, the marriage relationship, in my opinion, is the most important one in the family. And I think it actually contributes to the world, truly. You know, if the family is intact and the family is strong, then it just helps you to be, you know, better producers. It just makes you to be more effective in things that you do and really good, you know, citizens, if you will, that contribute to society and a culture that we live in. And so I'm such a big fan of married couples working together. And I also know that it's not easy, right? It's difficult. So, you know, Dave and I work together always. And I remember there was probably, I don't know, maybe one solid year where we weren't working together. And it was when we sold our first business and were in the process of opening up the second business. And that 1 year, I kind of took off. And Dave started the tax practice on his own that first year. And it was miserable. We hated not working together. And it was, you know, obviously we didn't work together in the very beginning. But once we worked together and then tried to not work together, it was impossible for us. So have you had that same, like, have you gotten to be that same way where now you've really enjoyed working together and are you surprised by it? Or is it just miserable and you want to stab each other and that's why you have, like, partners with each other? Like, which one is it?
Yes and yes.
I think that's all that we've known.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Because, you know, we worked at the plumbing company shortly after we got married together. We just weren't out in the field together, mm-hmm. but we still had a lot of communication. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just habit.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It's definitely easier and harder at the same time because you think you can read each other's minds sometimes. Mm. And you're like, I thought I told you to do that. And you're like, no. Mm. Well, we need to do that. You know what I mean? So, uh-huh. But it's also great to be able to, hey, I need you to do this because so-and-so needs this paperwork right now or yesterday, you know? So it's really good to be able to explain what you need, and they understand just from being there in the club too, like what we need, you know, how the angles are going at. So it makes it easier that way too. So,
and that's an interesting point because when you guys first joined the club, actually, Eric, you came first.
Right.
And then you were in the club for how long before Becky came to her first RPP?
Almost a year exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was almost a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember. And so let's just, you know, lay it out there. Were you were you reluctant, hesitant, skeptical?
I think I was more skeptical just because I didn't want it to be too overwhelming for her because she was a stay-at-home mom for so long. Mm. And she was really used to what she was doing and where she was at. Mm-hmm. Versus coming into, once we got into that real estate, hey, we want to do this, she got really on it. But also it was like, hey, we're still transitioning from young teenage boys, mm-hmm. you know, to, okay, now I need you to come to the club all the time. And this is what the club is. And it's now that she's here, I can't imagine it any other way. But yeah, I was kind of reluctant that way. And I wanted to still be the breadwinner mm-hmm. and be the know-it-all. So. Mm-hmm. But also, I knew what we had to do, like, financially to get her there and commitment-wise for time. Mm-hmm. So once that was there, then it was like, okay, we're going, and we're going to go from the intro mm-hmm. all the way through.
Right.
And I was there with her through the intro and the...
To experience the whole thing.
That experience together. Mm-hmm. So it was totally different night and day.
It was for you, experiencing it with her, or was it because it was the second time, or both?
Both because I was so excited for her to see what I was starting to see at that time mm-hmm. of what the club really was mm-hmm. versus just the investment part of it mm-hmm. or just the training. It was mm-hmm. more about people and mm-hmm. Dave and Melina. So, that's when it was like, it was really exciting all over for me again to bring her there.
Mm-hmm. And what about for you, Becky? Were you, when he was like, did you think, oh, it's a cult?
No.
Oh.
I mean, we went to Fortune Builders. We did that whole thing. So that's why I was a little hesitant.
Oh, and, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
How did I not know that? Or maybe I did. I just forgot, maybe.
Yeah, he signed up for the club without even asking, talking to me about it.
Don't. A little bus run.
Yeah. Okay. But, hey, we're doing this. Okay. Mm-hmm. I did this.
No, it was just the first year for him, I think, was hard. Because he's trying to go to the classes, go to MMMs, and then come home and teach me how to door knock. And I had the realtor mindset, not helping the homeowner.
Oh,
so that made it, I think, a little difficult. Mm. But then, yeah, once I did my 3 days, it's like, this makes total sense.
That's awesome.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah. Yeah, we just got our license right before joining the club.
Mm-hmm.
So we just knew that versus.
Right.
And I knew a little bit from my cousin, write 50 offers a day and hopefully one sticks.
That's my favorite business model.
In Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Slightly different market.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And we were ready to move to Bakersfield to do that.
Wow.
And then for some way I was invited to the club from a friend. So.
Wow. That's really awesome.
And we ended up staying, so.
Yeah. So you two, because you guys came together from the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you also had an inn because you were friends with Frank. I wouldn't say friends. Would you say friends?
Yeah, acquaintances.
Is anybody ever friends with Frank? Right. I mean, like, really?
Yeah. He's not here, so let's best friend.
Right.
He worked with Frank.
Yeah. He worked with Frank. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we used to work with Frank. Well, I used to work with Frank. And then when we, our company closed down, Frank, that's when Frank got into real estate. Mm-hmm. And Frank had told me, let's go do real estate. Let's go learn real estate. I found this place and I'm going to do real estate. And I just said, I'm fine. I said, I'm fine. I'm going to get another job and I'm good. Even though I kind of thought about it, but, you know, I just didn't go with it. It just wasn't that my path at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Then a few years down the line, we ran into some issues with our home. And I reached out to Frank because I remembered, you know, I wonder if he's still doing the real estate thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing really great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, oh, damn. I should have went. So he was like, yeah, you should check it out. You know, so we were dealing with our issue with our home, and he was helping us out and trying to figure out what the best option and stuff that like that was to do. But he had said, you should come and check out the club. So we went to the club. We checked out the intro, and, you know, like most people, when they go, we just fell in love with just the culture of the club. Mm-hmm. And we both went that time, and we were just like, wow. We were just blown away.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, you know, when we drove, even like when we got in the car, Tina just said, wow. Like,
yeah.
She was just like, wow. Like, so we knew that that's where we needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had a couple other struggles right after that, you know, with our house. We ended up having to sell our house because I ran into a bad business deal with a good buddy of mine that it fell apart. And, you know, I was the dumb one with it's my best friend. Don't sign any paperwork. We're good. We're friends. You know, you know, nothing's going to happen. And
best friends for 20 years.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Best.
So, yeah, 20 years. And you know what I mean? And it happened. And, you know, I learned a big lesson of, you know, paperwork. Always have paperwork with anything. And
that wasn't real estate, though.
No, yeah. That was actually that was not real estate. That was it was a concrete pumping mm-hmm. company that we'd started, and you know, so that didn't work out. And I learned a big hard lesson mm-hmm. with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I at the time, you know, we were pretty sad. But I, you know, I'm learning as I go. Is that, you know, that journey, that thing is actually, you know, that brought us here. So mm-hmm. if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have found the club. So and I mm-hmm. would be. You know, slaving away out there every day, and that's not what I envision my life being.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad now, you know, that that did happen. Not really glad, but, you know, I understand.
I'm not quite grateful for that.
Yet,
but, you know, you can see that there was obviously growth in that pain.
Yeah.
And that it, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So once we got over that hump and we, you know, entered the club together, I would say it wasn't a smooth transition for us. Like, we've always been just us two together. We've overcome a lot of obstacles, just us two, you know, with ourselves. And I think sometimes that hurts because we just keep to ourselves and we do it ourselves and we just get through it. So when we started working, for me, I'm always the one that I need to solve the problem. Like, I need to know the answer. I need to fix it. So, and then I usually don't tell her, like, how I'm going to fix it because I want to be like, here, I fixed it. So she doesn't know what's going on in my head. So I'm just doing it.
Come on,
doing
there
it,
he goes and, again.
And you know, so when we first started with the club, you know, we started working together. And then I kind of, you know, with door knocking, I kind of shied away with door knocking with her. And to be honest, she actually got upset. I never told anybody this, but she actually expressed after that she was ready to, like, walk away because I was running the business. We were kind of doing it together, but I wouldn't go out with her. I would go out to the other students and go out to other members, go door knock. And
did it make sense?
I finally – well, I had to, like – I was actually afraid to go door knocking with her because I didn't want to fail in front of her. So I was – it was just my mind is, you know, I'm supposed to be the man and I'm supposed to have all the answers. So I didn't want to fail in front of her at the door. So my deal was go door knock with everybody. I'm going to learn and then I'll take her. Mm. And then I'll have all the answers at the door, you know.
So, what are you talking about? You know, we're doing this together. It's something new that we're going to learn together, you know. So at that point, I was all like, okay, well, he wants to do it himself, you know. So we kind of, you know, talked about it. After a while, and then when he told me what he was thinking, I was just like, no, you know, how does it make sense? You know, we're both learning it. You know, mm-hmm. it's something that it's brand new for both of us. Mm-hmm. So this is a time to experience it together. And yeah, we're going to fail, but we get right back up like always, mm-hmm. you know?
Were you surprised, Tina, when he shared that with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so insightful.
Hi, this is Christian Rios. As many of you know, I've been a member of New Wealth Advisors Club for over 7 years and got started when I was 17 years old with absolutely no real estate experience. One of the biggest lessons I've learned from being in the industry is the need for authentic relationships. If you're looking for an actual team locally in Southern California with all the resources needed to close deals, register for one of our free workshops by visiting www.joinnwac.com. Thanks for listening to the Flippin' Off podcast.
Manny, were you like keenly aware when you were like you were it was in your like your present mind or it wasn't subconscious. It was totally like in your present mind like, hey, I don't want to fail in front of her, so I'm going to go do this, or were you just kind of like, you know, reacting to
No, it was I didn't want to fail.
You were very aware.
I was aware that I just didn't want to look. I wanted to have the answers and be like, wow. I'm solving it. So, okay, now I know how to do it. Let's go and I'll, you know.
So insightful.
Yep. So once you told me that, then we started to door knock, you know, mm-hmm. together. And we still door knock together every week we go still.
That's so great. That's so great. So then explain to us how the like the four of you, like how did that happen between you guys? Is it they start
kind
laughing?
I
don't know. It's just it's weird because we were in the club. I didn't even know Eric was here.
I didn't even know who they were until serve team. Yeah, I was like, who's Manny and Tina?
And I was the same. I was just like after like the MML, I'm like, damn, that dude just talking to us. Who is that guy? I'm like, who is that? I'm like, is he a new guy? Or like, what is that guy? And then after, I'm like, man, he's been in the club for like a year.
Yeah.
And then they popped up on the serving team. And then like that first day, like I think Tina and Becky just hit it off.
Yeah,
they just
totally.
Were talking all day. Mm-hmm. And Eric's like, hey, I think they're like best friends now. You know? We're just like... And I think...
Were you jealous or what?
Yeah, I think so.
No, like best friends. We should go for a beer.
Yeah, so, yeah, and it's weird. And then we just kind of just started talking just with the surf team. We're together a lot. So mm-hmm. it's just like we just clicked,
yeah.
I guess. Just
I think
personality.
Yeah, being in construction too, like mm-hmm. that field. And then I came from construction concrete, mm-hmm. so I knew a little bit about that. And then it's like, oh, our wives are talking How long have you been married? 20 years. Oh, me too. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how many kids mm-hmm. you got? Oh, how old are they? Mm-hmm. Dang, you started young too. So it just kept snowballing.
All the similarities, they're just everything, mm-hmm. like just our daily lives. It's weird how everything is it's like the same. It's mm-hmm. weird. Our both jobs.
Get up early, get up at 5, go to thing. Get on that stupid freeway. Mm-hmm. You know, do a bunch of calls mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. try to make calls in between that. And then, hey, what are you doing for lunch? You know, where you at? That kind of thing too. Yeah. So
that's really interesting because, you know, you guys talked about being on the serving team and then, you know, having that connection and how we are all together a lot. And isn't it interesting now that you guys have built this crazy friendship?
Oh, yeah.
And now you're doing business together as well.
Right.
You guys have kind of formed, I'm just curious, do you have anything in writing?
Actually,
no, we don't, huh? Do we?
You just jinxed it.
Oh, man.
I didn't jinx it.
Well, we're getting ready. We're trying to figure out
some paperwork. The details.
Stuff, it's coming.
Okay.
It's
it is coming. Okay, as long as you're talking about it, that's the most important.
Yeah, we're like, okay, LLC, DBA, where are we at? How much further do we need to go?
So, okay, good. So,
And then there's like, do we want to stick with this name?
No. Okay, so let's. Okay, so
the ladies say no.
The ladies say no. So why don't you tell us what is your current company name?
Team Liger.
Team Liger. Yeah.
Team Liger.
So which one of you is the lion? Which one is the tiger?
I'm the lion.
That was really fast, Manny.
Right.
Well, the tiger has stripes, you know. So I think I wear the stripes better. So, but then we're thinking like Tiger Worldwide. Uh-huh. Liger Worldwide, you know, so
yeah, that just
international.
Kinda, it's like, and that's why I think we get along. So it's like our personalities are the same. We just have the same kind of mind. The weird,
same,
I don't know. We just go
like
off
humor. Our humor is the
your
same.
Your humor is very
like
much
one
the
up
same
each other
all
on,
the time.
On,
yeah. yeah, and our wives just
I mean,
her
Beck,
head
you're
like,
like
they're doing
what's
now.
The team name? What the?
They're like, what just happened? Yeah.
And like, yeah, like just within minutes, like we had the little logo, we had like everything just like, and they're like, what is
T-shirts
all this?
Already? Like you already made T-shirts. It's like, okay, here, put this on.
Oh my God. And I bet you guys, do you guys communicate in memes constantly?
We've gotten better.
Have you gotten better?
We were doing that all the time, but we're kind of, you know, there's some words in there now so they can understand what we mean.
They do communicate. Yeah, all right. So so now talk to me a little bit about, you know, I know that by being in business together. So first of all, we have, you know, married couples and your families, right? And then now it's the two couples coming together and the power in that. And I feel like it's accountability. The accountability is a little off the charts in my mind. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that is like the best?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we both have, you know, we got four of us now. It's not just one person, another one. So it's always like when me and Eric are doing our daily job or whatever, mm-hmm. we have the ladies at home and they're watching like, hey, Eric, can you make a call? Mm-hmm. Or Manny, can you make a call? Like who's busy here at this time? Who's not busy? So and then like Tina and Becky will spread out the week like Monday through like Thursday or Wednesday. It's like Tina's days and then Becky. So that way it kind of eases the load off of everybody.
It's great.
And then we just kind of have that kind of working together process and just kind of communicate through a GroupMe that we have for us. And specifically, there's always something going on. We all share a calendar together. So
nice.
They input the calendar
look at that,
and stuff
all
like that. So
it only took a few months. Hey, we should do a calendar. What?
But we got it.
Yeah, that's we could. Good. Yeah, we yell at each other through the GroupMe, all that good stuff. So
that's great. So, and you know, let me say this: that both Eric and Manny are on the advisory council at the club, which is the leadership team, which is a volunteer position, but it is really the second tier of leadership inside of the club, and so. I know that also takes time and energy from you guys, and you guys have spent quite a bit of time really crafting and cultivating the accountability program and what that looks like and really honing in and working with Oscar in making that just stronger and better. And so, Oscar, why don't you share a little bit about like how you see maybe the benefits that these guys, and not just the guys, but, you know, mm-hmm. these folks that Team Liger has, you know, how what you see has come from the fruit, you know, and how it's really fed into the club and maybe the accountability partner program and what that looks like.
Sure. So the first thing is just to acknowledge the fact that they were able to step into that role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we don't take the accountability partner program lightly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of responsibilities, there's more time, there's a lot of things, and it's all voluntary, right? It's not like anybody's on a payroll or anything.
Right.
So kudos to them for being able to step in and filling those roles. That said, and I think they'll agree on this, is that when you're put in a position like that where you have to show up for others, mm-hmm. inevitably you have to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that you have to be there, you have to be present, you have to act correctly and do all these things. So from that, I believe that the growth that we've seen in them has mm-hmm. definitely come from that aspect of having to show up for other people
mm-hmm.
versus showing up for each other,
mm-hmm.
right? It's just, it mm-hmm. kind of one-ups things for them.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that they've actually transitioned now and they're filling more of the coach role.
Mm-hmm.
And stepping into that role now is totally different, right? I know Manny, both of them have sat with me when I sit with new members
mm-hmm.
to do the initial 2-hour meeting with them and mm-hmm. get to know them and all that. So they've experienced that now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that opens them up as well to understand better how to approach people and how to, so the personal growth that they've gone through
mm-hmm.
is directly related to the programs that are in place at the club.
Right.
And it just continues to feed. So now they feed, right? Because I know Eric just pulled me aside. Hey, look, I'd like to do this for the club meeting.
Mm,
what do you think about that?
Great.
Right.
Love
that's
it.
All great stuff, right? Because we want people to step into those roles.
Yes, we do.
You know, what I don't want to do is us being the ones that always do everything. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
Right? Well, so at least now we're starting to see now people grow into those roles and into those responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So it's, for me, it's great. I love these guys. They're awesome. You know, all four of them are awesome people. They're great to get along with. Their sense of humor just cracks me up mm-hmm. left and right.
Me too.
And it's not just the guys, by the way. The ladies have their own flair on their sense of humor too. And mm-hmm. and it's they have to, right, to keep up with those two. So.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, overall, the program itself mm-hmm. has really flourished because of them stepping in as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because we always point when new accountability partners show up, it's like, hey, look at what Eric and Manny are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Look what Tina and Becky are doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to step into.
Mm-hmm.
And people start to emulate them now.
Right. Yes.
So it makes everything flow a lot. And we're all about consistency with people, right? It's mm-hmm. making sure that everybody gets the same message and all that. So mm-hmm. they're key to that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. And that really is why I wanted you guys to come on the podcast, is because I thought it was important for people to hear your stories a little bit and get to know you a little bit more personally. Because in my mind, what I see is huge growth in you, and I see that you're going to just continue to grow in your leadership in the club, and that's exciting to me, because I think what Oscar said is really key, that you know, if we can't grow people to become leadership, then what is the point? We're not trying to run an organization, right, where it's just, you know, 8 people at the top and we're the ones doing all the work and also getting all the fruit, frankly. You know, the idea is you know, of the club, is that people can create as much leverage as they choose to. And the thing I think that is so unique about the club is that leverage is created through personal relationships and service to one another.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different than what, like, for example, corporate America looks like. You know, leverage is created by having people work for you, keeping them at a certain level financially, so that they have to come to work every day, right? The idea of a job just over broke. And what we've created is there's no ceiling. There's not even a glass ceiling. There is truly no ceiling here at all. Anybody can have as much success as they want to have. We don't, you know, we don't fight over humans, you know, you know, that's really what we have, is the leverage that we've created is human capital, and human capital is very real. And I think the thing that's unique with us is that we do treat humans like they matter, right? So the idea that, you know, Oscar, you talking about a two-hour. Could you imagine?
It could feel like two years.
A 2-hour meeting with, you know, brand new members once they come in and sign up, and you spend 2 hours with them and really digging into their lives. And the reason for that is so that we can serve them
mm-hmm.
And we can't serve them if we don't know who they are and what their needs are, because we know that every human is completely different, right? Every one of us is uniquely made. So we can't serve appropriately if we don't know who they are. And so maybe before we kind of wrap this up, maybe what if I could hear from either one of you or maybe both of you, you've experienced that one-on-one with Oscar, that initial meeting, and what you would, what would you want to share? Like, was there something, did you have an aha moment? Did you learn something, not about the person, obviously, that you were meeting with, but you know what I mean? Like, what was your experience that you would want to share? What did you experience when you got to sit in and kind of be a fly on the wall in that initial meeting? Is there something?
I think my my aha moment was just really hearing Oscar taking in their full story. Like when you come to the club, you know, you get the feeling, like you feel that you guys, you really care about the people here, the members here. Like when we first signed up, you can feel that. You mm-hmm. can just see, like, you want people to succeed. Mm-hmm. And you have like this deep, like, just you're rooting for them and you want to help them as much as you can. And then sometimes, like, we don't know that person all you know, mm-hmm. all that deep. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, man, they're just like, I don't know about that person, but they're just keep pushing them and pushing. They're like, why? Well, that person's not really doing anything. Like, what? Did, why are they doing that? Like, I don't get it because I don't know that whole person yet. Mm. So I can see now when I saw and I heard the whole story, the whole, and like for me, that got me. And I'm like, I want these people to like just succeed. And like, I want to do everything that I could to help them. You know, so I totally, like when I got back and I told Tina, I get it. I now know how you can feel so much for somebody when you hear the whole story and how, what kind of a person they really are, mm-hmm. because you don't always get that whole perception of somebody when you first meet them. You just get the top surface because, you know, I know for me, I don't tell everybody, like, I'm really, really guarded. I'm working on that. But, you know.
And you've come a long way, by the way.
Yeah. So, but I get it. I was totally just that whole meeting just switched something in me. And I get it now. I totally fully understand it now. When I see that, I just understand it. So
that's great.
It was great. Mm. It was a great meeting.
That's so wonderful because that is so insightful and so true. A lot of times people don't understand why we continue to root for somebody. And you're right. They've quit, you know, on themselves and we haven't quit on them yet. And like, why do we do that? It is like dragging people across the finish line sometimes. And it is because we know, you know, we know what their true story is. And when you talk about people don't share that, it's you know, people come in so masked. You know, we're all walking around with masks on. And so, you know, once you can get past the mask that somebody is wearing, then that's when you can really serve them. But they have to be willing to remove the mask. And it is a skill, would you agree, to be able to get somebody to remove their mask and feel safe doing it?
Yes.
It's not easy. So there's a lot of trust and a lot of confidence that is put into us. And I know Oscar, I believe, is really, really good at that. And so Oscar's goal is to, right, train them mm-hmm. to do Absolutely. To do the same thing.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that we do really well is that we let them know first time they show up, right? When I do the introduction, mm-hmm. I need to know you so I can coach you, guide you, and instruct you, right? Mm-hmm. I can't do any of that if I don't know you really well. Mm-hmm. And people look at you kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. They're not used to that.
Right. And then when they go through that process, you could see that in their face too, like, wow, these guys really do care, right? And it's so we yeah. say it from the beginning, and absolutely the intent of having these guys in those meetings and others in the meetings is for them to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen over one, right? I've
no.
been doing this for a number of years. Right. So, but with time, they're going to get better at it, and then they can start taking those meetings over. So that, which is the, again, growing them, right, to mm-hmm. to be able to do other things.
Yep.
So
that's what leadership development looks like, mm-hmm. for sure. Would you add anything to that, Eric? Anything that's, I'm sure you experienced the same thing. Is there anything else you'd want to add? Or?
Yeah, it just gives you that bigger picture feeling, and it gives you that, like, I'm, like, there's a bunch of people out there that end up somehow, some way getting to the club, mm-hmm. and you're just like, the world is a big place, and it makes you feel small when you hear some of these, like you said, when you get to know somebody, mm-hmm. you're like, holy crap, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, or holy yeah. crap, like maybe that's, you know, just like stuff that happens to your normal day isn't as big deal anymore when you're like, you went through that yeah. or you're going through that. Mm-hmm. I want to be there to help. Mm-hmm. I want to be there to, like Manny said, to root you on and be there that you can lean on, mm-hmm. whether it's real estate or not. Like, we're all club members. We're all the family. So mm-hmm. it's like, let's get through this. Yeah. I'm here if you need it, you know? So whether it's, hey, I need to text you every time I'm door knocking, to, hey, I just have a random question. Mm-hmm. You know, so I love it. I love being there for people. I love trying to help them through that, whatever they're going through, and help them get to the next level, you know, and stay in and keep coming back. I want to be a reason that, like, people come back, they see us, they see Manny and Tina, and like, oh, they're cool. Let's go back to the club and see what's going on. So that's kind of where I get with that too.
Mm. So great. That makes my heart just go pitter patter. Makes me so happy. You know, when you have this vision, for me personally, you know, a vision that this would happen, you know, and for Dave and I to sit back, you know, from 10 years ago and have, this was our goal. This was our vision, was that we would create leaders. We would duplicate ourselves and duplicate ourselves in a way where people would actually care about other people and pay it forward and really serve them. And that's what you guys have been. So for me personally, I'm really honored and thankful, truly, for all four of you, five of you, Oscar included, obviously. but I'm very, very thankful for who you've shown up to be for the club. And one of the things I think that I need to say, and it's probably the final thing that I want to say, is this. Not one person is bigger than the club. The club is... it exists, and its mission is tied to everybody. It takes everybody, and there's not one person that is more important than the entire club. No person. And you're just proving that to be true. And so thank you for that. So I think we're out.
I think so.
This is Team Liger, Melina Boswell, and Oscar Solares. We are Flip It Off. I'm Melina Boswell, your host of the Flippin' Off podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we'd love for you to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and tell your friends all about us. You can find more episodes of the Flippin' Off podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you like to listen to awesome podcasts like this. If you like what you've heard, we'd really appreciate it if you'd follow us on Facebook and Instagram and tell us the stories that you'd like to hear. Tim Jackson is our senior producer. Luke Jackson is our editor. Brothers. Josh Maldin is our producer. Sound design by Frequency Factory. Our executive producer is Mind and Mill. This was all created by Dave Boswell for New Wealth Advisors Club.